State parks officials have closed a section of trail in Big Delta State Historical Park near Delta Junction because the Tanana River has been cutting sharply into its southern bank where the trail is located. The extreme erosion now threatens a couple of historic cabins within the park. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, state and local officials are working on a plan to shore up the bank and to come up with a way to pay for it.
State Park Superintendent Brooks Ludwig says the agency closed part of the trail earlier this month due to safety concerns.
The erosion has gotten within right almost up to the trail, and we had to close a section of the trail off to protect the people there at the facility.
We are very concerned.
Delta Historical Society Board Vice President Susie Sandy says the erosion also threatens important attractions in Big Delta State Historical Park.
That's a big part of our community, that site down there, and a big part of the history of Alaska.
The park includes Rika's Roadhouse, where travelers along the old Fairbanks to Valdez Trail could rest, and before a bridge was built, catch a ferry to get to the other side. The park also includes a couple of fully restored cabins used more than a century ago by signal soldiers with the Washington-Alaska Military Cable and Telegraph System, or WOMCATS. And one of the cabins sits maybe 20 feet from a drop-off formed by the Tanana chewing into the southern bank.
It would be just a travesty if those cabins go into the river.
Ludwig says after he learned about the problem a few weeks ago during breakup, he brought in engineers to evaluate the situation. He says they're working on a plan to shore up the bank, employing the same technique used about 10 years ago on a stretch of the bank near Rika's Roadhouse that the Tanana was also eroding away.
Really tie the whole bank along there and protect the entire park, we need to do another about 450 feet of bank stabilization.
Ludwig says the engineers estimated the project would cost about $700,000, which he acknowledged, considering the state's fiscal crisis, might require requesting help from the federal government or other source.
The state's broke, so it's hard to come up with capital money at this time.
Sandy says the Historical Society also doesn't have money like that, but would be willing to spearhead an effort to fundraise it.
The Historical Society is willing to step up and do whatever's necessary in terms of writing letters and contacting people.
Sandy says her other and perhaps bigger concern is time. She says the work should be done soon, not 5 years from now, which is how long Ludwig says it took to get funding for the first bank stabilization project 10 years ago. Sandy says if the river gets too close to the cabins, she'd support jacking them up and moving them away from the river. Ludwig says he'd go along with that, but would prefer to keep them in their present location to protect their historical authenticity. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.